This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we move along in the Psalter, continuing in Psalm 105 and then Psalm 106. He remembered his holy promise. Both we and our fathers have sinned. They put God to the test. Moses stood in the breach and a snare to them. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
This is the day which the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
May the Lord give grace.
Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Sanctify us in your truth.
Your word is truth.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
May the Lord be praised. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Oh, God, it is my strength and my song.
A reading from Romans chapter 6. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him, in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we also will live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once and for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Ten Commandments. You shall have no
other gods. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his manservant, or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor.
I believe
in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, the Small Catechism, page number 325. What does such baptizing with water indicate? Where is this written?
St. Paul.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, last week you recited the third question in the chief part on baptism, where Titus 3 is quoted. And their baptism is called a washing, of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. Baptism is a new beginning, a new life begins. But today the language is somewhat different when we hear about baptism, when we talk about baptism, because first mentioned is death. Now, when you hear new life, that sounds good, a new beginning, everybody loves that. When you hear death, well, okay, that's not so nice. We want to avoid that rather. But indeed, death belongs to baptism too. Something has to die. Actually, not something. You have to die. Why that? You have to die because the sin in you has to die, has to go away. We talked about sin being forgiven, but there are also all those sins and evil desires. The old Adam, that has to die. And yes, it's not only about death, but out of that death comes new life. Just as out of the death of Christ comes a new and eternal life. And so we heard that all that are baptized were baptized into Christ's death, so that our old self, as the ESV translated this, as our old man, was crucified with Christ in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. That's what happens in baptism too. Your old life, your old man, your body of sin is condemned to death. So, that is given to you in baptism, death to sin. That's why you can never think the way what Paul encounters. Well, now I'm baptized, that's fine, a new beginning, but it really makes no difference in the way I live. Since the forgiveness of sins abound, should one not continue to sin? After all, what is better than the forgiveness of sins and grace? So the more sin, the more forgiveness. So sin is actually a good thing. More forgiveness, more grace. Not so. Not so. No. Because you're missing out on what baptism is too. That the old man is crucified in it. That in baptism you were united with Christ's death and resurrection. So that this old man is crucified, you die to sin, and now also being united with Christ's resurrection, you now walk in newness of life. So, that is good. The old is gone, the new has come. Is that your experience? The old is gone, the new is there. Well, wait a minute. Isn't the old still there? Isn't that body of sin, the old Adam, still there? Don't we fight it? And is that actually what Paul means here? That it's just over? If it's just over, he wouldn't have to write what he has written. Because everybody would do the right thing automatically. The old man is completely gone. Well, it's once and for all, but then there is also what we recited in the catechism. There is a daily aspect of baptism. By daily contrition and repentance, the old Adam is to be drowned and die with all sins and evil desires, and a new man should daily emerge and arise to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. How does that go together? Crucified with Christ, united with the resurrection, once in baptism, and now daily, daily drowning, daily crucifixion, and daily rising. If our old self was crucified with Christ, why is it not completely dead? Why is the gift of baptism given to us in such a way? Well, the why, maybe we can't answer, but we can answer the that. Baptism is given to you in such a way that, yes, your sin is crucified, is condemned to death, and a new life is given. But in such a way that it's not just a period in your life. Here, my life under, with sin. Here, my life, my new life without sin. The old and the new overlap. Yes, the death of the old man and the life of the new man is given to you in baptism, but it is given to you in baptism as something to be grasped by faith. That's why St. Paul reminds the Christians in Rome of what they have received in baptism, because they tend to forget. They tend to not believe that. And that's why he says at the end of our reading, so you must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Jesus Christ. You must consider yourselves. You could also say, you must believe that was what he got in baptism. And the problem is, why do you say believe, consider? Because you don't. Because you forget. Because you don't believe that this new life is real, because you acquiesce in the sin that is still in your members. And after our reading, he writes, St. Paul writes to the Christians in Rome, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies to make you obey your passions. The very fact that this admonition is there shows you, yes, the old man is still there. Yes, the new life is given to you, the death of the old man, but it goes through all your life. The walk in newness of life that is a result of baptism is therefore first a walk that is a walk of daily contrition and repentance. The Christian life is a fight against sin. And that includes that the Christian acknowledge his sin and evil desires, that they are sorry for them, and that they look at the sin as something that is the old man condemned to death. That is what Christ has died for. That is what has no future. Christians believe that sin and evil desires are truly that. Sin and evil desires. They don't start excusing themselves or making excuses for sins. They don't start saying, well, it's just natural impulses. Well, it's just human nature. Well, I can't help it. Well, it's just how God has made me. No. They believe that all that is to be brought to nothing. All this is the old man to die. It comes to an end only at physical death, when baptism will work that, the final and ultimate death of the old man, of all sin and evil desires in our life. That's one end, in a sense of goal, an accomplishment of baptism, that in your death you will finally be separated from your sin. The walk in newness of life is also that a new man should daily emerge and arise to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. And this daily repentance and the daily emerging of the new man, where do you get the power from that? You have to discipline yourself more. Draw on your inner strength. It's not what St. Paul says. It comes from baptism. In your fight against sin, where do you draw the strength to not succumb, to not give up? Because you know that this has been crucified. This is condemned to death. There, in baptism, from baptism, you draw the strength. And so you also draw the strength of the new life. Why can you live in a different way? Why can there be something new? Because the new man is a man of righteousness. You have been clothed with Christ's righteousness. You are righteous. That's the fundamental righteousness of the new man. Oh yes, and then you will also do things according to the will of God, and there is this righteousness of life. But the new man is fundamentally the man who is clothed with the righteousness of Christ. And that's opposed to sin. And then you have the evil desires of the old man, and against that Paul sets purity. Because the problem of sin is not just, yeah, we do bad stuff. Not all the time, but sometimes. That's at least what we tell ourselves. It's not just actions, it's the evil desires. The evil desires that are still there. But that's the old man. And the new man has purity. Purity, a life of purity, what does that mean? It's a life of, you could say, good desires. A life where now the new man desires to love God and love the neighbor. So the power of baptism is not only at the beginning of the Christian life, when you are adopted, regenerated, and the triune God gives all his treasures to you. The power of baptism is at work in your life daily when you repent of your sin, believe in Christ, and live a godly life. The power of baptism is present in your life in that very struggle against the old Adam. Because without baptism, there wouldn't be a struggle. Baptism is once and for all, and it is for your whole life. And baptism comes to its completion first when you are finally and completely stripped of the old self in your physical death. And it comes to its ultimate conclusion and completion when that union with the resurrection of Christ will result in your resurrection to eternal life. So may God keep us and all the baptized in this faith that walks in the newness of life, and may God bring his work of baptism to its conclusion in a joyous resurrection. Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Christian Church, here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and dying, and for all those who care for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for these and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord. O God, in the glorious transfiguration of your beloved Son, you confirmed the mysteries of the faith by the testimony of Moses and Elijah. In the voice that came from the bright cloud, you wonderfully foreshadowed our adoption by grace. Grant us to be co-heirs with the King in his glory and bring us to the fullness of our inheritance in heaven. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Blessed Lord, you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
I thank you, my heavenly
Father, through Jesus Christ, your Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my duties of life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. The Almighty and Merciful Lord, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve us.